Participation in high school sports continues to rise, and a Harbor Springs soccer player is rocketing up the goal scored list. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the second year in a row, there was a record number of participants in high school sports. This, according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NFHS reported that during the 2024-25 school year, there were more than 8.2 million participants across the U.S. That's up nearly 200,000 from the previous school year and is an all-time high for participation. The counting of participants for this survey means that, for example, a three-sport athlete counts as three. Michigan has nearly 300,000 participants, ranking eighth in the country. Texas and California remain numbers one and two, with Ohio third, Pennsylvania fourth, and Illinois fifth. Outdoor, track and field, volleyball, and soccer are the top three sports for girls' participation and all saw increases from the previous year. The top three sports for boys remain 11-player football, outdoor track and field, and basketball. And there were more than 1 million participants in 11-player football last season. Girls wrestling saw a 15% jump in top 74,000 participants nationwide, while boys wrestling topped 300,000 for the first time. Soccer and golf also saw significant increases on the boys' side. For more on the NFHS report and participation across the country, check out nfhs.org. And for participation numbers in Michigan, go to mhsaa.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Frankenmuth soccer player Troy Trudell. He had two goals and three assists in a 6-0 win over defending Tri-Valley Red conference champion Bay City John Glenn. Goodrich sophomore Jacob Daggett also made the list for his kicking ability. He drilled a 30-yard game-winning field goal and a 17-14 win over Frankenmuth. And to Negaunee's Evan Dallangelo, he had a 96-yard kickoff return and a 30-22 win over Marquette, giving the Diamond Jubilee Trophy back to the Miners.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Field hockey is now a fully sponsored MHSA sport, so let's start by getting up to speed on some basics. Field hockey is a fall sport. Games are administered by two officials. Each team plays with 11 players on the field, including the goalkeeper. The field is 100 yards by 60 yards, roughly the same size as a football field. The goals are 12 feet wide and 7 feet high, with the penalty stroke line being drawn 7 yards in front of the center of the goal. Players are not allowed to play the ball with the rounded side of the stick, nor are they allowed to charge, hit, shove, or trip an opposing player. Field hockey games are 60 minutes long, played in 4 15-minute quarters.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Going into Tuesday's soccer match against Elk Rapids, Harbor Springs junior Henry Juno needs just two goals to notch 100 career goals. Sitting at 98, he is already 46th all-time in the state of Michigan, and the 48 goals he tallied as a sophomore are the 41st most scored in a single season. With the rest of his junior year and entire senior season still to go, it's not out of the question that Juno could threaten the all-time scoring mark of 201 goals set by Aaron Chatfield of Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian from 2009 to 2012. Harbor Springs has won a district title each of the past two seasons, and with Juno's scoring and playmaking ability, the Rams are hoping to advance even farther in the postseason this year. Currently, they're ranked 14th in Division 4. For more on Juno, check out Tom Spencer's article at mhsaa.com. While there, you can see the entire MHSAA soccer record book and complete NPR rankings. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.